Good morning, dear Aurobilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Monday, 18th of September, and mostly cloudy morning here in Auroville on 27 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect cloudy and over the night considerable cloudiness, with chance on precipitation of 25% and chance on thunderstorm of 3%. Temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 34 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Winds from southwest at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is running crescent, illuminated on 2%, and on Wednesday 20th it will be new moon. Tomorrow, Tuesday 19th of September at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, Cat on the Universal Mother according to Sri Aurobindo with Dipti Tiwari. Dipti will present Sri Aurobindo's perspective on the Universal Mother, tying this to Matrimandir's true mother statement. The Matrimandir wants to be the symbol of the Universal Mother according to Sri Aurobindo's teaching. On Thursday, 21st of September, International Peace Day celebration at Unity Pavilion starting at 2:30 p.m. and we are all invited. They're planning various activities in which both children and adults can participate. So of course 2:30 to 4 p.m. activities for children and adults are origami with tomoko, collective flower mandala, decorating the peace bird with seashell and flowers, storytelling sessions, and then at 4 p.m. peace canon, peace music led by Antoine. Between 4:15 to 5, sharing circle on this year's Peace Day theme, together for peace, respect, safety and dignity for all. At 5 p.m. peace meditation, and at 8 p.m. 69 minutes of 86 days. The French Pavilion presents the heroic virtue, performance and text played by Didier Gala, drawing by Jean-François Guillon, production Léon Parleur, on Tuesday, 19th of September at 5 p.m. at Citadine Centre des Arts, and it's only in French. On Saturday, 23rd of September at Kripa, a funny, touching, deep monologue about being a woman in India today. Islet invites us to actions in the day in future forest to learn the basic of what forest steward has to do to reforest the land in Auroville by working alongside them. The first phase happened yesterday and the next one is gonna be on the 22nd of September, so you can join them if you want to give them a hand. You meet at Minati Gate at 7:50 a.m. Pavilion of Tibetan Culture invites us for a talk by senior Tibetan Dr. Dorje Rabchen Neshar on Thursday, 21st of September, 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone. And the title of the talk is Know Your Health Through Your Body. Japanese tea ceremony will be going on at Swam Garden Pavilion near Luminosity Community on 24th of September, which is Sunday at 3 p.m. with the hostess Isha and tea maker Tema, and assistant Yoko. Matcha tea, green powder tea will be served, and spaces are limited, so you need to register at ishaswayam@auroville.org. Cirque Restorative Auroville informs us on earlier on their 7th and 8th of October, where they will be hosting their second cross-cultural restorative dialogue in Unity Pavilion. How do we experience the quality of our relationship across cultures in Auroville? Do we include and respect everyone, or do we judge and discriminate, even if ever so subtly, based on cultural background? So here they offer a space for a deeper dialogue, to share and be heard for our experiences as well as our dreams, and to learn to truly listen to one another. Through this journey together, they hope to walk toward the truer embodiment of Auroville's ideal and to increase our sense of our community's well-being and resilience. If this invitation speaks to you, register and all are welcome. They have to have a full room of diverse backgrounds, and they will do their best to arrange for any translation need, with a special commitment to provide support for trauma and translation. From Nimtree Eatery at Mahalakshmi Parks comes information that in order to serve the community throughout the weekdays, they shifted their Tuesday holidays to Sunday. So they are open from Monday to Saturday, and on Sunday they would be closed. They serve delicious Indian food with affordable cost. Their pricing is totally in service spirit, and all food items start 30 to 90 rupees, with inclusive GST. Bharat Nivas, in collaboration with the International Zone Coordination Team, invites us for the screening of two films followed by discussion facilitated by Professor Makarand Paranjab, and that will be going on Thursday 21st at 8 p.m. and on Friday 22nd also at 8 p.m. at Bhumika Hall, or how we used to call it, Babi Jishate Hall. The first film would be Lord Bresson Lucy, and the second one will be Ex Machina. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Let Us Work to Restore the Veda, Part 1. At Eye Opening Movies series on Wednesday 20th at 8 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we can see The True Cost. And within International Peace Day on 21st Thursday at 8 p.m. they will screen 69 Minutes of 86 Days. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, "It is therefore through the sacrifice of love, works and knowledge, with Saki being as the lead and priest of the sacrifice, that life itself can be transformed into its own true spiritual figure." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oravilradio.org.